Now he goes on to say, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Now, today, a great many people are all worked up because of the cults and isms and the confusion that there is. And I agree with that. And I'll admit, at times, it disturbs me. But I like to come back to a passage like this. The thing that he says here, that his sheep hear his voice, and they know him, and that a stranger they'll not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Now, I believe that you can fool some of God's people some of the time, but I don't think you can fool even some of God's people all the time. I think that they get wise to this. I think I shared a letter with you from someone who'd been in every cult that was imaginable. I didn't read the list. I'm not permitted to on the radio. But very candidly, there was at least a half a dozen different cults and isms this party's been in. Then one time they hear the Word of God taught. And what happens? They hear His voice. And you know, they happen to be one of the sheep. And so these folk, when they heard the shepherd's voice, they followed Him. Now they thought they heard Him before, but they didn't. And they knew that. They know their shepherd. It's amazing. That's one of the reasons I love to teach the Word of God, because it binds to you all of God's children. Now, I've had the experience of being a pastor for about 40 years, and I've taught the Word of God everywhere I've been, and that's all I claim to. Someone called me on the phone and wanted to give me credit for other things. They wanted to list me in some sort of a brochure that's being gotten out, and they wanted to call me an author and everything else. Now, all of that was good, by the way. But I told them, no, I said, all I do just teach the Word. Just teach the Word of God. And I found out, after all these years, that His sheep hear His voice. And they'll follow Him. The others, I worried about them for a long time, but I got so, I don't mean to be hardball, but I don't worry about them. They don't hear His voice, and the reason they don't hear His voice, they're not His sheep. His sheep hear His voice. Oh, say, this is precious, friends, and it's quite wonderful. And it draws you to those people. It's so wonderful to get a letter from somebody. I got a letter from a professor in a university, State University back east. He said, I started listening to you, and I thought, because of your accent, you're a screamer. And he said, I kept listening, and first thing I knew, you were giving out the Word of God. And then he said, I began to listen. And now he supports the program. He said, say, this is it. Well, may I say to you, I've found that to be true. His sheep know His voice. They'll follow Him. Now, will you notice what he says here? Verse 6, he says, this parable spake Jesus unto them, and they understood not what things they were which He spake unto them. Now, I said at the beginning there were no parables in John's gospel. And I'm of the opinion somebody that's listening in today will recall that, and they'll say, well, wait a minute, you made a mistake. No, I didn't. This, frankly, is an unfortunate translation, because this is not the word parabole for parable. This is paroimia, and really means a metaphor, or we would say today an allegory. And our Lord didn't give in the Gospel of John, He did not give any parables. He actually gave an allegory, and there's quite a difference. He said, I'm the light of the world. I'm the bread of life. I'm the water of life. You see, those are metaphors that He's used. They were not parables. They were actualities, and it was just a figure of speech to let me know something about God and to let you know something about God. And that's why He did this. It was to throw light on the subject. But if you are blind, as these men were, they wouldn't see it, of course, at all. Let me put it like that. This allegory spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which He spake unto them. You see, He said in the 13th of Matthew, you remember, He says, let him that hath ears to hear, hear. But He says that it's quite possible to have ears and you won't hear a thing. And there are a lot of people got ears, but they don't hear this is the Word of God. That's the important thing. How do you hear it? Do you hear it as the Word of God? And our Lord was quoting Isaiah when he said, "By hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and ye shall see and shall not perceive." You see physically, but you don't really see it. You don't understand it. That's the thing that he's saying unto them.